Governor John Kitzhaber testifies in favor of a bill that would advance his plan for public education. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports from the state capitol.
The governor asks the Senate Education Committee to approve a bill that will allow a new public education czar to have the authority to oversee the state's school system, pre-kindergarten to college.
It should be clear to all of us from last week's news about high school graduation rates that we don't have any time to lose in moving these strategies forward.
State numbers indicate only 67% of Oregon students are graduating from high school. The bill would also set achievement standards for schools. Felicia Heaton, Salem.
Public hearings on that proposal will be held next Wednesday. Bend firefighters in the city meet today to begin negotiations for a new contract. The Bend Firefighters Association says they still need to set the ground rules for the negotiations. That includes whether talks will be held behind closed doors. The union represents about 70% of the city's firefighters and ambulance personnel. Officials say this meeting will be logistical and no proposals will be exchanged. Much of the money that compensates the firefighters comes from the already strapped City General Fund. That's a fund that also pays for police, street maintenance, and code enforcement. Bend police continue to look for a suspect in what they say may be an attempted murder case. Lieutenant Paul Kansky says shots were fired Tuesday night into a Bend home on Northwest Jacksonville near 15th.
So the residence was struck several times. There was an occupant inside who wasn't injured, but definitely was at risk and nearly struck by multiple rounds.
Kansky says they have several leads in the case, but are also asking for the public's help in tracking down a suspect. The occupant of the home, by the way, a 33-year-old man. The homeless numbers will not be in until April, but local organizers are optimistic the number of homeless veterans will be down. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has that story.
Local organizers attribute the decrease in a federal program that hands out housing vouchers to homeless veterans. Kenny LaPointe with Housing Works helps administer the program.
In Deschutes County, we had around 100 homeless vets. Quite a few of those folks did receive housing vouchers in the last 12 months. And we're actually still working to get a few more of those vouchers out, but a lot of those folks have been housed since that time.
Central Oregon received about 50 vouchers, and organizers hope to receive more in the future. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Mitt Romney is riding high after Tuesday's decisive victory in the Florida primary. Excuse me. There we go. Get rid of that tickle in the throat. But Newt Gingrich pledges to stay in the race for another 6 months. John Filo with the Deschutes County Republicans says they are happy to let the process play itself out.
We're not surprised, and most of the polls were showing Mitt Romney in the lead. From our perspective, we have four candidates in the race, and this is part of the process that is the vetting process of our candidates. And I think that as far as the Republicans are concerned here in Central Oregon, you know, we're going to see a lot more action. We've got 46 states left to go.
Nevada's primary is the next race. It comes up on Saturday. Super Tuesday and its 11 contests is slated for March 6th. Democrat Suzanne Bonamici, who was elected in the race to replace David Wu in Oregon's 1st Congressional District, is set to be sworn in. Bonamici defeated Republican Rob Cornelis 54% to 40%. She'll take the oath of office in the U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday. Oregon joins a multi-state agreement that will provide some relief in the battle against foreclosure. Tony Green in the Attorney General's office says there will be a financial settlement for the state, plus
Oregon homeowners facing foreclosure are going to be eligible for a significant amount of relief. Finally, they're agreeing to significantly tougher standards to make sure that this sort of thing does not happen in the future.
The deadline for states to join the agreement is Friday. In the meantime, the legislature is working on two bills to further help homeowners that are at risk of foreclosure. Meantime, that foreclosure relief settlement is good news for troubled homeowners, but Angela Martin at Economic Fairness Oregon says the help it offers is too limited. She says there will be state legislation. She hopes for state legislation this year that could enhance the deal worked out between the states and the five banks. That's a look at the news this morning. For these stories and more, we encourage you to go to KBND.com. Get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 7:05 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.